These are not Lord Mahavir's pratikramans.
For endless lifetimes, one has been doing pratikraman but has not attained liberation.
That is because one's pratikraman has not been real. Liberation is possible only when true pratikramans and true pratyakhyans are done. Pratikraman should be shoot-on-sight pratikraman. If I utter a word to cause you even the slightest hurt, I should do pratikraman instantaneously without hesitating even for a second. You cannot afford to let things sit and stagnate. Pratikraman means regret, repentance. What does one have to repent for?
We are not really able to repent. We just keep doing all these rituals.
Pratikraman is to retrace one's steps. To repent for the anger and sins you have done is pratikraman. What is pratikraman? You can only call it pratikraman when your faults decrease. How can it be called pratikraman if your faults increase? God has said to do pratikraman in a language that can be understood. Do pratikraman in your own language. Otherwise, you will not reap any benefits from it. The pratikraman rituals are being done in the Magdi, that is an ancient language. Now, what good does it do for people who do not even understand Gujarati to be doing pratikraman in Magdi? Even the sadhus and acharyas do not understand it themselves, which explains why their own faults do not decrease. Such is the state of things of today. The Lord Mahavir has instructed that only the Navkar mantra be spoken in the Magdi language, and that too with complete understanding. Only the Navkar mantra was worth retaining in the Magdi language because they are the Lord's words. You must first understand the true meaning of pratikraman and realize that you are doing it, but for whom? It is either for Chandubhai insulting you or you insulting someone else. Pratikraman means to destroy inner enemies of anger, false pride, greed and illusionary conduct. Nowadays, people only perform their pratikraman rituals once a year. They wear new clothes and gather together for that day. What sort of pratikraman do you call this? Is this some sort of a wedding ceremony? Pratikraman means to be remorseful. What is the relevance of wearing fancy clothes? Is someone getting married? Not only this, but they do Raishi, that is early morning pratikraman, and Devshi, late evening pratikraman. How is it possible to recall each fault committed throughout the day when they can't even remember what they ate for breakfast? What is the religion of the Vitrag? In it, 500 or more pratikramans happen every day. The religion of the Jain can be found everywhere, but not the religion of the Vitrag. How can one do pratikraman just once a year and call himself a Jain? Nevertheless, it is better to do it even once a year than not to do it at all. Although I make the statement, I have already done pratikraman before speaking in this manner. You, however, must not speak in such a harsh manner. Although I am saying such harsh things and pointing out mistakes, I speak out of compassion, and I see everyone as faultless. Someone has to enlighten this world. People need to understand the reality as it is. Knowledge of the self is the path of liberation. Pratikramans after self-realization puts you on the path to liberation. After self-realization, all other ways of spiritual seeking will become beneficial towards your liberation.
Can pratikraman become the cause of atmajnan, that is, self-realization?
No. This is because one does pratikraman for past mistakes. But at the same time, new atikramans are taking place due to his ignorance of the self. This ignorance and illusion is unrelenting. It never stops. This illusion to take that which appears in worldly view as real is the cause of new karma. One is perpetually creating new karmas as he destroys old ones through pratikraman. Old karma is an effect, and one is doing pratikramans for the effects. When people do pratikraman, they bind punya, that is good karma. In the worldly life, people generally do pratikraman, and if they have the awareness, they do pratikramans in the morning and at the end of the day. By doing this, they will decrease many faults. But as long as they remain ignorant about their real self, they will not attain liberation, and their faults will continue to occur. The faults one does pratikraman for will be erased. But today, let alone shoot on sight pratikraman, people cannot even manage to do pratikraman at the end of the day, once a week or even once a month. It is done once a year, and even then without any understanding. They just make a fashion parade out of it. No one actually does the real pratikraman, and therefore his faults keep increasing. One can only call it pratikraman if his faults decrease. If ever this lady, self-realized person sitting next to Dada, sitting here, has a negative thought, she would not allow you to notice it. While she manages to smile, she is doing pratikraman. She does more than 500 pratikramans each day. A single negative thought is atikraman. People are not aware of how much atikraman they do throughout their day.
That is all bhav pratikraman. That is, intent and feelings. One cannot do kriya pratikraman. That is, pratikraman through action. Right, Dada?
No, there is no pratikraman through action. Pratikraman is an internal process. There is no action-oriented pratikraman.
Can you explain what dravya, that is effect pratikraman, is, and what bhav, that is cause pratikraman, is?
Your inner intentions should be, this should not be so. That would be called bhav pratikraman. In dravya pratikraman, you actually have to utter each and every written word. It becomes a ritual. It is an effect. The way pratikramans are done today, it would find everyone in jail if the Lord were to be present here. Pratikraman is to ask for forgiveness for each and every fault, and to clear that fault thoroughly, removing even the minutest stain, so that it is as clean as before. Today, all you see is stained clothing. People have not done pratikraman for even a single fault, and so now there are countless warehouses of faults. How is it possible for this young lady here, lady who is self-realized, to possess such highly noble and distinguished thoughts? It is because she does countless pratikramans on a daily basis, while others do not do even a single one. There is always a veil of ignorance in any act of doership. One's faults become concealed once the veil appears. The fault is only visible when the veil of ignorance of doership is destroyed. Only a Jnani Purush can clear the sense of doership. You cannot do it on your own. The Jnani Purush will fracture and cast off all sense of doership.
How can one do true pratikraman? When is the pratikraman considered pure?
True pratikraman begins after self-realization. Once you attain the enlightened vision and replace your illusion with the correct vision, only then will you be able to do real pratikraman. Until then, one can still decrease his faults with pratikraman. If one does not attain this enlightened vision, but still does pratikraman after having done something wrong, one binds less karma. Do you understand that? Karma is shed with pratikraman. Why do we quickly attempt to remove spilt coffee from our clothing?
To remove the stain.
Likewise, you must wash away internal stains. These people here immediately wash away their internal stains. That is, arising reactions of anger, greed, false pride, and illusionary behavior. So everything remains spotless and meticulous. When it is done only once a year, are you able to clean all your clothes? My pratikraman is the shoot-on-sight pratikraman. What you consider pratikraman is not pratikraman at all, because the stains are not removed, while mine are spotless. Pratikraman is when all the stains, that is atikraman, are removed and the clothes are immaculate. Clothes must be laundered every single day. Each individual clothing needs washing. What do the Jains do? They accumulate a year's worth of dirty laundry and then attempt to wash it all at once. The Lord certainly does not allow it. Each clothing needs to be washed separately with great care. When you manage to wash at least 500 a day, you will be making progress. However many of your faults you are able to see, that many faults will decrease. This lady here is able to see 500 of her faults a day. So what prevents others from seeing their own? Something is still lacking. Surely it is not because they have become completely faultless that they cannot see their faults. The Lord has emphasized the need to do pratikraman daily, but people only do it once a year during Paryushan, that is, Jain religious event of 8 days. The Lord said that a true merchant is the one who keeps an account in his record book for the entire day, tallying his ledger in the evening. If he were to log everything just once a year, how would he manage to remember all his accounts and set his books straight? The Lord has stressed the importance of keeping a logbook for the entire day, as a true merchant would. If an entry is made incorrectly, that is, if a misdeed occurs, it must be erased through pratikraman.
असीम जय जयकार हो
राजा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा भगवान ना असीम जय जयकार हो
दादा